dirty rotten shame is what it is. Mm. I don't want to go. I'll make no bones about that.
The thing is, Dan, is, you know, maybe people should know that we actually really like each other.
Well, I think that was quite plain.
Comes across.
Possibly uniquely amongst media today, the three of us and the audience as well. We're not one of those shows that turns the microphones off and then turn curses the audience. Face facts, breakfast. Anyway, but, it's a dirty, rotten shame. And it's a rotten way they did it. And anything you read in the next couple of days is probably being cobbled together now. Well, we're very sorry Danny feels like that, but we did get it'll just be blather. Nobody from this station called me personally at all. Not once after all of that. And by the way, take down those Candyman's gold things out there because you didn't mean it, you phonies. And so, and I've got to tell you, I do not. I genuinely have, as you know, plenty to do. But I always thought, can't wait to whip this through and get back on the radio in the afternoons, because this is the best show I'll ever do. I'll never work better than this again. But that apparently is not the point. It's about kowtowing to the reams and reams and reams of middle management. There are many, many, many more meetings rooms in this building than there are studios, and that should tell you all you need to know. And if they want to lose money, they should get rid of at least 2/3 of the middle management. They've talked themselves into jobs. They've talked themselves into being important. They've talked themselves into knowing what you want. But when it comes to it, it's not. It's about clinging, like limpets, to a very, very grey, uncreative life all over. And it hurts and it burns. And I'll tell you, it does burn. It really burns. Well, I suppose there's one good thing. You won't have to,